Ramon San Pedro was a handsome, adventurous Spanish sailor who circled the world. Then one day he dove into the shallow sea and broke his neck. At 25, he was paralyzed from the neck down, shrinking his world to his bed, his dreams, and a deep desire to end his life. Unable to do so himself, Ramon San Pedro fought the Spanish government for decades to be allowed to die. Now his life and death are told in a film called The Sea Inside. Spanish actor Javier Bardem plays the 55-year-old quadriplegic whose court battles, memoir, and poetry had made him famous in Spain.
Ramon San Pedro was able to do several things. He wrote two books, one poetry book called When I Fall, which is beautiful, and a second book where the movie more or less is based on, which was called Letters from Hell. And he was active, actually, and he was able to love, to be loved, but none of those things were enough for him. So we are facing a person who is not that he cannot live, is that he doesn't want to.
In the movie, he says that the sea gave him life, and it took his life away.
I guess Ramon was aware of his limitations, and some people can live with them. I mean, there are many people. Here in the States, you had the example of very public, Christopher Reeve. And yes, the sea in Ramon San Pedro's thoughts and dreams was this kind of a mysterious place. For some people, it's very scary, and for him, it was like a place to dive in and be there on the bottom.
Yeah, and never come back. And yeah, he literally was brought back. There are scenes where he's floating face down, and the shock is not the dying. It's the being yanked out back into life.
Yes, yes. And he always said that the natural process of life was stopped in that moment when he was supposed to die in that very moment and somebody bring him out from the water and then condemn him to have a life that was painful for him.
Let me ask you about playing this very complicated and physically difficult, I would think, role. Right off the bat, you're in your early 30s playing a man who's 55. What did you have to do?
First of all, I had an amazing makeup work, because when I saw myself in the mirror the first time, I really believed that I was 55. The problem was the gap, because when you're 34, there's something stupid still that comes from when you are 20, that you think you are immortal, and death is something that happens to the others, but not to you. But through his books, I start to bring out my own fears and to face my limitations with that fear. As an actor, I felt that maybe I will get lost in Ramon San Pedro's thoughts and wishes of dying, and that will affect me. But fortunately, it affected me, because the way he thought and the way he was expressing his ideas about dying is so realistic. I mean, why are we always trying to run from that idea if that is going to happen? We better face it.
One thing about Ramon San Pedro, he wrote poetry, and his sister-in-law in the film says something that's quite startling. She describes the writing was very beautiful. Mm-hmm. How hard would it have been for him to have written poetry in a beautiful script?
First of all, he had to hold a stick in the mouth for hours and hours, and I tried to do that also, and I have to quit, because after about 30 minutes, all the muscles on my face will hurt so much that I could barely talk anymore. And I saw the mouth writing. It was so beautiful and so gentle. And actually, he was trying always to destroy that poetry, but the sister-in-law kept those papers with her, and then one day they published, and it's beautiful poetry.
Can you recite a line or two of that poetry?
Yeah, I would say one that is in the movie. He says, mar adentro, which is out to sea, out to sea. Y en la ingravidez del fondo, and in the bottom of the sea, donde se cumplen los sueños, where the dreams come true, se juntan dos voluntades para cumplir un deseo, mi mirada y tu mirada, como un eco repitiendo, sin palabras, más adentro, más adentro. Y siempre me despierto, pero siempre quiero estar muerto. That's more or less the poetry.
And just that last line was...
He says, but I'm always waking up, and I always want to be dead. The idea of when he dreams, in a way, he dies, and he's free. But when he wakes up, he's alive, but he feels dead.
Ramon San Pedro lost his fight to die, legally, and in 1998, he appeared in a video on Spanish TV. It showed an anonymous hand setting down a cup of poison. Ramon San Pedro drank the poison through a straw, then he looked up at the camera and he smiled. No one was ever charged in his death, but thousands of letters poured in from all over Spain from those who'd grown to care for Ramon San Pedro, claiming they all helped him to die. Playing this role, there will be those who will look at Christopher Reeve and a man who fought to the end and to the end and years to come if he'd lived. What did you come away with?
I would say that one thing should not deny the other. I support and admire what Christopher Reeve and people like Christopher Reeve, with not that much of money, by the way, are doing daily with their own incapacities. As I do admire those who get to the idea of dying because they don't want to suffer this situation anymore. I would say that it's very cruel to go to one of those who choose life to say, you know what, you should kill yourself. As cruel as if you go to Ramon San Pedro and you say, you know what, you should live.
Javier Bardem, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much for trying to understand my English.
Javier Bardem plays the poet and memoirist Ramon San Pedro in the new movie, The Sea Inside.